All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is a little different than what you're used to. Yes, we're still doing the next issues in the Chaos line, but we're doing something different. Because they're collected in the Mastered series, that means I can just use the books I have rather than having to dig on the internet for them. So yeah, I got this from Dynamite a long time ago, and it has the books we need. I don't know if it's all of it. Let's see. Yeah, it is the complete Evil Ascending. And then, of course, there's a completely different set of books with Lady Death. But right now, we're doing Vampirella. I'm doing it in order. This is just the way we're doing it. There's a method to my madness here, folks. So do understand that. Grant Morrison and Mark Miller. Now, I don't know when we'll get to the Mark Miller story, but we're only covering the Grant Morrison story. And if you guys are familiar with the Invisibles, yes, this is the Invisibles writer tackling Vampirella. It should be amazing. See? Vampirella Monthly number 1-3. It's only 3 issues, guys. It's not that long. Let's see, and Blood Red Game would be cool to do. And then, of course, Mark Miller and Grant Morrison. Ooh, that's kind of neat. Mark Miller, I'm not crazy about his work. I know some of you are. Grant Morrison, of course, I love his work. And Mark Miller, he just did A Cold Day in Hell. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, talk down about Mark Miller. I think he's done some great work. Anyway, Ascending Evil, Part 1, cover by Amanda Connor, Jimmy Palmiotti, Brandon Haberlin, and Drew. Somewhere. Ugh, I don't mean to sound like a wiener or anything, but don't you think this seems kind of like the opening scene in a bad horror movie? I mean, two hot teenagers making out in a graveyard before Michael fucking Myers appears and cuts them a series of new orifices. Will you keep quiet and concentrate on me? Doing something in a place this quiet really gets me horny. Yeah, but what about all the vampire rumors lately? All those people going missing? Don't you think we're kind of begging to be the next couple of police statistics here? Hey, will you relax? Vampires are just cynical inventions by trashy comic book companies used to exploit an adolescent obsession with sex and death. I read a book on the subject once. Forget books, darling. Shook! Jesus! Oh, she says stick with comics. Vampirella! Don't look at him! Just get out of here! Run! You shouldn't have followed us, Vampirella. This ain't some break 'em and stake 'em teenage outfit you're hunting here, sweetheart. We're a highly trained military unit with almost 2 centuries' experience behind us. Most of the boys here have served under my command since the American Civil War, and let's just say, I haven't lost a soldier yet. Tactics, little lady. That's what keeps Silas Clayton's regiment 1 step ahead of any vampire hunter makes the mistake of tracking us. Poor little Vampirella just walked right into a textbook double cross. Make that a triple. Ready when you are, Padre. Indeed, Vampirella. Ahem. Lord, as you once cleansed the earth by flood, purify the water. Excuse me, let's try that one again. Lord, as you once cleansed the earth by flood, purify this water now with the light of the Holy Spirit and wash away these abominations. In nomine Patris, et Filios, et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen. The rain! He's changed the rain into holy water! You cheating bitch! No cheating, General. Just tactics. Sack! Brilliant, my dear. Quite brilliant. However, one part of the plan had me puzzled from the start. How could you be sure you were immune to from the effects of the holy water? I mean, if you are a vampire too, why haven't you dissolved in the rain like the others? Just one of life's little mysteries, I guess. Thanks for the help, old-timer. A few dozen down, 1 million of these bastards still hanging around on my hit list. Stanley Harris presentation. Vampirella is risen from the dead. Okay. Midnight in New York. We have a name. Monsieur Pissarro. Her name is Vampirella, and despite what this evidence suggests, she is not one of us. Vampire hunters are nothing new. We've had trouble with the occasional Van Helsing in the past, but this is becoming quite serious. First she destroyed Whitechapel and stopped the resurrection of the eldest son. Now Rome informs us she's disrupted much of their North American business and warns us that she's gunning for our New York operation. This matter must be dealt with quickly. Vampirella Lives miniseries. My understanding of this Vampirella was that she was no more than a circus clown, a sideshow freak who solved mysteries in her spare time. What caused such a small-time operator to become a threat to the Order, Father Calgi? Same old story, Monsieur. Someone killed her and she came back with a more determined attitude. Killed being a poor choice of words. Perhaps temporary removal of her undead status would be a more appropriate description. Gentlemen, Vampirella has risen from the grave. Pictured here on ethereal-sensitive film is our old friend Mistress Nyx, who blames herself entirely for the present situation. Allied with the psychokinetic assassin Hemorrhage, she was the one who murdered Vampirella and sent her on an odyssey which took her all the way to hell and back. Hell changed Vampirella in ways we can't imagine. All we know for sure is that she returned with a new arsenal and a new motivation. Namely, the systematic destruction of every vampire she could find while she searches for Mistress Nyx. Her former executioner, of course, went into hiding. Naturally. Anything else we should know? Only that she's killing even more of our people on a weekly basis than the hepatitis epidemic we had to deal with a few years ago. Case in point. The footage was taken by security cameras in the Brooklyn district we secured last year. The mob surrendered, the police left us alone, the whole operation was running perfectly until some lunatic appeared with a flamethrower. Remember, this was an area populated almost entirely by vampires, a place where they could be safe while they operated in other districts. Nobody expected trouble, but trouble came. How many times have we been here before? A victim's friend or family tracks us down, armed with their father's old service revolver or a couple of trusty 45s. We've stood on the wrong side of a gun 1,000 times over the centuries. It's hardly surprising our people reacted the way they did. Poor sons of bitches. Garlic, holy water, religious iconography. Humans have traditionally used these weapons against us for centuries, not bullets. It was only after we watched the film several times we realized what she'd done. Little crosses carved on the heads of the shells fired straight into the hearts and faces of hundreds of vampires. The effects were devastating. Lights up. Wooden stakes fired from crossbows, crucifixes painted on gravestones. It seems her imagination is matched only by her passion for killing. She's fast. She's strong. She can do everything we can do, but seems unaffected by all of our weaknesses. Seizing control of organized crime in New York was already a delicate operation, Monsieur. Perhaps tonight's assault should be postponed. Tonight's operation will go ahead as planned. As far as she's aware, we're just another pack of vampires. She's no idea what scale we operate on, and we can use this to our advantage. He kind of looks like Jason Wynn a little bit from the Spawn comic. Call Von Christ. Tell him everything you've told me. He'll make sure she doesn't get in the way when we make a move on Don Fatoni tonight. Don Fatoni. I'll never forgive you for this, Dad. Have you any idea how embarrassed we were being marched out of ballet class at gunpoint by a couple of hired thugs? Hey, you know I wouldn't hurt my baby girls for the world. I just had to be sure you were safe indoors when the sun went down, that's all. One of the boys heard a rumor the other side was making a play for my territory tonight. Dad, you hear that rumor every day. Don't you think you're being a little paranoid? Pixie, I'm the head of one of the oldest and most influential families of the East Coast. Thousands of people work for me. Millions are affected by my decisions. Billions of dollars are generated under my supervision. One can never be too paranoid. I told you, Pixie. Leave off him. I'm serious. Vampires, Jesus. We've had the blacks from Queens and the Jews from Florida, but this is the first time we've ever had vampires trying to muscle in on our territory. Bastards seem to be popping out of the woodwork everywhere, and no one's sure where they came from or how they got organized. Well, if it's any consolation, we're not alone, Moreno. Chicago, Detroit, Vegas, and Texas are being leaned on by these sons of bitches. Ping! Our friends in Europe reckon they're already as big as we are. Some are even saying they're connected to the Vatican in some way. Maybe our friend here can shed a little light on what they're up to, huh? You heard the man, bitch. Start talking. Get me out of these chains. You morons just captured the one person who might be able to keep you alive here. That a fact. Boys, it sounds like we found ourselves a good vampire here. You know, like the good Adolf Hitler we met yesterday and the good Jeffrey Dahmer we discovered the day before. Shit! Just answer one question before we lose our patience, sweetheart. What was your evil little ass doing hanging around my hotel? What's wrong with you people? Why don't you understand? Sometimes I don't know why I bother. I only came here to help. Ah, get her off! Shoot her! Somebody shoot her! Okay, relax. Moreno's on the case. Bam, bam, bam! Jesus Christ! Nice work, Moreno. Now get this place cleaned up and get rid of this thing before it regains consciousness again. I'm going upstairs to look after the girls. No problem, Don Fatoni. Chain her up. That's it. Nice and tight. She ain't going anywhere. You realize, of course, that if you kill me, your chances of staying alive until morning are practically zero. That's a risk I'm prepared to take. Stand back, anybody wearing an expensive suit. Here's what happens to any goddamn vampire takes a chunk out of Don Fatoni. Satyr and Cersei! No! Somebody get me out of these chains! Hold it! It doesn't matter how tough they pretend to be. They always lose their nerve the minute they hear the chainsaw revving up. Hold it steady! I'm not screaming about you, Greaseball! I'm screaming about them! The building's under attack! They're here! Jesus! Scree, 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 scree! Scree, 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 scree! Thunk! Good God! Von Christ! Pleased to meet you, Don Fatoni. You can't come in here! Look at the walls! Ow! Oh, what a beautiful collection of crucifixes. All quite harmless, of course, considering these three vampires are blind as bats. Hey, Lego! Me? I'm not even a vampire. I'm not here to bargain with you either. We already tried to negotiate territory in the past, and you would not even speak to us. I'm just here to kill you, Don Fatoni, as an example to all the other North American families who won't comply with our plans. I'm the man your enemy sent to make your last few moments a living hell. Sophie's Choice? I don't see why not. Sophie's Choice? Excuse me, he's like, what are you talking about? Sophie's Choice, you must have seen the movie. Meryl Streep's kids are sentenced to death, but she's offered a chance to save her favorite. The moral dilemma here is, who is the favorite? Pixie or Dixie? 10 seconds, Don Fatoni. Make your mind up or both of your precious daughters bite the bullet. You sick bastard! Pixie! The one with her mother's hair. Save Pixie. Bam! No! You shot the wrong one! I know. This way the parent loses his favorite child while the survivor lives with the knowledge dear daddy gave them a death sentence. Much more interesting. You bastard! You sick evil bastard! Oh, come on, Don Fatoni. We haven't even started yet. Downstairs. Any last words, you better make them quick, because we're ready for dessert now, honey buns. That's what you are now, honey. Just dessert. Only two words spring to mind, baby. The second one is off! To be continued. Sending Evil, Part 2. The penthouse apartment. Dad, I'm freezing. Help me. For God's sake, she's dying. Look at her, you bastard. You'd be surprised how many people are allergic to bullets in the chest, Don Fatone. Although one would have assumed New York City's most notorious gang boss would be a little less squeamish at the sight of blood. She's my daughter. Then help her. My friends only need to give her a bite in the neck and dear little Pixie lives forever. Just say the word. The basement. I'm warning you one last time. Harley Davidson. Back off! Real ballsy talk when you're chained up and helpless and surrounded by fucking monsters. Reckon you don't get the picture here. Maybe you don't get the picture. Why would a gang boss with vampire trouble have me chained up in his basement and threatened with a buzzsaw? Use your heads. What do you mean? Do I have to spell it out for you? Hell, why didn't you say you were one of us when you first came in? Von Kreisel wants us out of the building in 10 minutes flat. Come on, somebody help me get her out of these locks and chains. Oh, Pixie, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I promised your mother none of this filth would touch your little girls, but I screwed up in the end. Jesus Christ, why do I always screw everything up? Click! That's Von Christ. Excuse me, I didn't say that right. That's Von Christ. And to be honest, I wouldn't worry about all the guilt you're carrying around, Don Fatone. Pixie's twin sister, Dixie, will clear your conscience on the count of three. Everybody's dead as planned except the folks in the penthouse. The Monsieur wanted Von Christ to have a little fun with him first. You mean people are still alive up there? Not for much longer. Sklump. Vroom. Look who's talking. Get her! Kia! Really? Fancy kickboxing vampires. They're all the same. Thup. Penthouse suite. Going up. Son of a bitch. It wasn't my fault. They had a gun to my head and said they'd decorate the walls with my brains if I didn't pull the trigger and yell greasy wop. They made me do this to my dad. Origin ends. 1 month later. Dixie. What's up? Shoot! Nowhere is safe, right? That's what you said when you brought me here and started teaching me this stuff. What's the difference now?
A minute.
Chuck! Just wondered where you were. I didn't expect to find you down here training this late. You're getting good with the bow and stakes. It's been a month. Listen, I understand how you feel after what happened to your father. But 16-year-old schoolgirls should not be hunting vampires. We should contact your relatives outside the city and find you somewhere safe to stay. The difference is, tomorrow things get serious. I'm only one vampire away from this ringleader they call the Monsieur, and in 24 hours I plan to shut down his East Coast operation. My sister might still be alive out there. You have no idea what this feels like. Yes, I do. I've never told you this before, but my mother was the mother of all vampires. She renounced her old ways on her deathbed and asked me to erase her mistakes. She made me swear to eliminate all of her bastards. I've been full-time ever since. You mean you're related to every vampire, like brothers and sisters? In a sense, that's why I'm saying leave Pixie to me. You might not like what you see when you find her, and what comes next can be difficult, especially when you feel a connection. You had to find out sooner or later. That's what I'm doing here in New York. This isn't a gang we're up against, Dixie. We're not fighting the Lost Boys or Salem's Lot. These guys are global. They murdered my dad, kidnapped my sister, and now you feel sorry for them. They hurt just like everyone else. It's hard to explain. Although part of me wonders if they can ever hurt enough after what they did to you. Since I stumbled onto the vampire conspiracy. Forget what the movies say. Vampires aren't sensitive, romantic, or loners. They're disciplined, smart, and organized on an international level you can't even begin to imagine. Monsieur Pizarro is the New York head of a 2,000-year-old vampire cult, and there are 100 theories on this Von Christ character. My informants tell me the cult was designed as an ideological opposite to the Vatican. These creatures read the Bible and concluded Christ died on the cross for a blood-supping ritual and a cannibalism called the Last Supper. They're planning to take over organized crime worldwide. Your father's mafia operation was their first success and it won't be their last. 5 other monsieurs are making progress in Texas, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Miami. You make it all sound so hopeless. How can we even begin to fight something on this scale? Well, traditional vampire weaknesses like crucifixes have no effect on me, but we can use them to make these bastards wish they'd never been born, figuratively speaking. The 5 American heads of this organization are meeting tomorrow to celebrate the opening of their North American headquarters. I reckon this would be a good time to make a decisive strike. It's going to be dangerous. 2 of us against thousands of vampires. Are you sure you're up for this? They got my sister. What choice do I have? So how come crosses don't affect you? Which one does you want, Lefty? I'll stick with your ex-wife, Fuzzy. Oh, actually, they said it. Ooh, which one does you want, Lefty? Nah, I'll stick with your ex-wife, Fuzzy. I'm not sure. Nobody's ever explained how my abilities work. Maybe we'll find out later. Right now, I've got other things on my mind. Well, you opening it up, or am I? We came here to question this SOB, not destroy him in the sunlight, Dixie. You'll soon learn some matters need to be handled delicately. Blam! Blam! Ah! For Christ's sake, don't let in the light! You mean like this? Blam! Ah! Oh, God! Who are you? What do you want from me? Information. Your name was passed along to me as a squealer by the bloodsucker I took apart last night. We're looking for the Monsieur. His address, specifically. Start squealing, Piggy. Yeah, you think I want my family jewels staked to a church door? Go fuck yourself, lady. Thump! Fizzlah! I'd like to see them nail it now. Politely, this time. The Ackerman Place upstate! I swear that's where they're processing the missing persons! Now dump me back in my spot, please! Before Von Christ hears I was talking! No! Missing persons? You know I just had the weirdest sense of deja vu when he said that. Almost as if we've been here before. What do you figure that means? Ackerman Manor. Move your butts! No talking! The authorities are in our pockets and the homeless are in our deep freezes, Von Christ. We should have taken over this city years ago. I'm almost tempted to say life's never been better, Monsieur. But I'm afraid you'll point out I've been dead for 2,000 years. Is she here yet? She will be shortly. Pixie, your sister and your friend are on their way to rescue you.
Let me do them. Please.
Uh-oh. You will keep to the plan, Pixie. Von Christ has served our bloodline for many years, and his orders must never be disobeyed. She's here. It's all about falling into place, Monsieur. The Fatoni girl is here, looking for her sister, which means Vampirella can't be far behind. Although, by the looks of things, she doesn't need half as much protection as we thought. Let's switch to the spook-sensitive cameras. That should give a more realistic picture of what's happening out there.
There's no turning back now. You sure you're ready for this? They've got Pixie. I have to be ready.
Tear open their uniforms, Dixie. They catch fire when their flesh gets exposed to sunlight, just like I told you.
Awesome! Back up, back up, back up, back up, back up, back! Kloosh!
What the hell is this?
Bonk!
Who'd pull a bad taste joke like this?
Boom!
No joke. Just a holy water grenade. How are we doing, Vampy? I've set the detonator, which means we've got 60 minutes to find Pixie. Think that's long enough?
Should be.
Wait, someone's coming.
Leave them to me. Being a monster must be in the blood. What do you think, sister? Pixie?
Blood, which will shortly be spraying from a rather large hole in your heads, ladies. Hello again, my darling.
Damn, it was a trap. What are we going to do? The whole thing was a trap.
Obviously. Poofed. Ah! Vampire blood contains properties capable of fighting any infection, but I'm afraid this is the exception, Vampirella. Think of it as 1,000 times worse than AIDS. Complete physical disintegration.
Vampy, get up!
You can thank my old friend Saddam for testing this out on the Kurds a few years ago. In a few moments, you won't even be a skeleton. This is how it all ends, ladies. To be continued. Oh no, what will Vampirella do now? Find out in the next exciting issue. Sending Evil, Part 3. Got an alternate cover here. Yeah, it's alright. Brian J. Lee and Brian Haberlin. Yeah? Okay, we've seen it.
Upstate New York. It says, dump the body in the river and canal and get back to the party. Dump the body in the river and we can... Eh? And we can... Okay, I see. Dump the body in the river and we can all get back to the party. What did you do to her, Von Christ? Monsignor Pizarro... Monsignor. Monsieur Pizarro said nothing could kill Vampirella. I suppose nobody else tried a super virus so unethical that even the CIA balked when they read the label. If AIDS had an older, smarter brother, this would be it. Make sure the body is properly weighted. If I find her corpse floating down the Hudson River tomorrow morning, I will personally violate each and every one of you present here tonight. Relax. She'll go down easier than a transsexual hooker on the Nutty Professor himself. This is the last anyone will see of Vampirella. Gangsters, good fellows, wise guys. Why does white trash always revert to cinema stereotypes when they're given their first guns? Somebody take me to Vampire Central. En route to Vampire Central. They say the supervirus feels like your heart is pumping razor blades and your internal organs turn to sludge within hours. Two things are certain, Dixie. Vampirella died in agony, and you're spending eternity in the hotel we stole from your father and customized. You're Pixie's new toy now. Dad was a greasy wop, and I'm glad I made him eat the muzzle of Von Christ automatic. Say it, sister! Dad was a greasy wop, and I'm glad I made him eat the muzzle of Von Christ automatic. Your guests are being entertained by your wives downstairs in the complex conference chamber, Monsieur Pizarro. Please, follow me. Gentlemen, we've replaced the New York Mafia, established our first official base in the United States, and Vampirella is lying dead at the bottom of the Hudson River. Life's good. Welcome to Vampire Central. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Monsieur Cody, Texas, Monsieur Hayes, head of the Miami Bloodline, Monsieur Clute from Los Angeles, Monsieur Sheraton, the Order's highly recommended new Chicago appointment. A genuine pleasure, gentlemen. The complex sure looks impressive, Pizarro. Hell of a lot more upmarket than the graveyards and crypts we used to hang out when we were kids, huh? Things sure have changed in New York. More market, perhaps, but still applying the same basic principles of convenience and security we were taught when we were initiated. Let me show you around. One of these in every major city. I can hardly wait.
Break the chains! 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 Come on!
As you can see, the complex is based in the heart of the city and provides all the necessary security one requires when one is in hunting. Our multi-grave system here, for example. This facility can house 1,000 vampires at any one time. Each grave is alarmed with state-of-the-art trip beams and monitored 24 hours. We all know the benefits of a good day's sleep. What about the locals who are being crucified back in Chicago by those animals? Sometimes literally.
How do you stop the cops putting together a little gang of Van Helsing wannabes? Same deal the Mafia arranged to protect their business interests. Limited freedom to hunt and kill provided we stick to previously agreed areas. Blood money, my friend. We pay them blood money. Vampirella, Lilith has a task for her daughter. Promise to undo the hate. Erase my bastard children from the face of the earth and find me the peace and death I could never find in life. No vampire has the right to exist. They are sick and evil and they have such terrible plans. Erase them, Vampirella. Mother? Easy, Dixie. You're gonna be fine, honey. Those bastards aren't gonna hurt you again. I'm here to look for you. I'm here to look after you now, sweetheart. Nothing bad's ever going to happen again. God, it hurts! Stop moaning. You only have yourself to blame for being immune to religious iconography. Before you lapse into extinction, I just want you to know your terrorist activities against the Order have been a complete and utter failure. Our global takeover is right on schedule. Vampirella, wake up! Wake up! Dixie, oh God! Dixie, I'm coming, baby, I'm coming!
What do you mean we should extend it to farming?
Why not? Hunting is so uncivilized. We have to become more businesslike if we're going to take control of the United States on schedule. Our European partners are miles ahead of us. These old mafia safe houses are where we plan to keep the human cows. They're small and basic, but adequate for breeding. Any trouble from the nuns? The Sisterhood? Not yet, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time before the Vatican sends them over to destabilize our North American efforts. Besides, they're nowhere near the anti-vampire force they were since we infiltrated their ranks and halved their numbers a couple of years ago. Von Christ can deal with anything they're capable of hitting us with. Especially since Vampirella is dead and buried. That was a chemical weapon. A goddamn chemical weapon. Sometimes I even amaze myself. Hey, watermelons. Dig the cleavage. Who are you supposed to be? Elvira? Crack! That's Vampirella, moron! Screech! Oh, baby, I'm in love. Hundreds and hundreds of wood inside. All wood requirements made to measure. Dowels and molding. Okay. Now it says lumber and hardware. Why, thank you, Dixie. I didn't know you cared. Okay, lesbian incest stuff taken care of. What can we do now? Force you to drink my tainted blood and make you a vampire just like me? For God's sake, Pixie, we're sisters. Sorry, darling, not anymore. Prove it. They say blood's thicker than water. Prove it. Same old Von Christ. Always good for a laugh. What the hell is this? Who cares? Blow her goddamn head off. I was always Daddy's favorite, no matter how hard you worked at school. I was the one he used to tell his friends about, and you knew it. The problem was that you just reminded him a little too much of himself sometimes, Dixie. Sorry about that. Vroom! Krish! Jesus Christ! Speaking of which, here he comes! Gah! Gah! Say your prayers, boys. Just. Penthouse apartment, please. Yes, ma'am. And here's a little something to remember me by when I'm gone, you bastards. You've really done it now, Pixie.
Tell me about it.
Fuck you, Von Christ.
Schlup. On the contrary, darling.
Fuck you. Dixie!
No more games, no more clever scenarios, just you, me, and the hunting knife.
Ahem!
Plus one or two wooden stakes.
Vampirella! I've just sent enough explosive down to the basement to demolish this entire show. Give me the girl or I press the detonator. Seriously.
Well, this is interesting.
Any vampire can recover from a knife or bullet wound, but this is the first time anyone's pulled back from where we sent you, Vampirella. The secrets you're hiding in your blood could make our organization indestructible. We'd never fear the cross again if you joined our ranks. The Order is international. We're taking control in places you wouldn't imagine. A red rain is coming, and you're either with us or against us, Vampirella. Everybody, stand back. This is between me and Vampirella now. Get the hell out of the way. You really are special. Garlic, crucifixes, sunlight. Why don't these things hurt you the way they hurt the rest of us? What is it going to be? Does this answer your question? Psychic duel. No time for games, scumbag. There's a bomb in the building. Pizarro's down. She just shot Pizarro. Relax, you're joining him in 2 seconds. Hold on tight, Dixie. Krush! Click! Boom! Awesome. Well, we did it, huh? We beat the bad guys, wiped out their East Coast operation, and took out the American heads of the vampire cult. I just wish I felt happy about it. I'm sorry about your sister, Dixie. If it's any consolation, that wasn't her you saw die tonight. Your real sister died the minute those scumbags ripped the throat from her neck. That's not much of a consolation, Vampy. I can't feel satisfied with what we've done here either. We've blown a hole in their plans for a while, but the vampires would just regroup and come after us. We can't do this alone anymore. We need help. Oh God, please don't make me. Choom! All that effort at the bottom of the Hudson River, just to be infected with a chemical weapon again. Well done, Dixie. There's a good girl. Our superiors might be placated if we return from this debacle with some kind of prize. We'll give them Vampirella. Think what they'll learn when they take her apart. To be continued in Holy War Number 1. Unfortunately, guys, we won't be doing that. We have Holy War, but we're not ready for Holy War. Why? Because in between, after all this, Lady Death has an adventure that she wants to share. And it happens to be Death Becomes Her and Wicked Ways. So we'll have that whole section for you guys. And then Destroyer. Yes, Evil Ernie's coming back. And then a little smiley comic. Yeah. And then we'll be bringing you Holy War. So, you know, hang tight on Vampirella. She's going to come back in a few months. Probably be late summer. But don't worry, guys, because we're coming into we're coming into June with more Lady Death. July, finishing Evil Ernie Destroyer. And August, we might be able to go ahead and throw that smiley book in at some point. But then, of course, in August, around the fall, I guess, we'll be doing Vampirella Holy War. And then right after that, we've got another Vampirella. So we've got 2 Vampirella adventures in the fall. Look forward to them. But Lady Death, you'll see her in June. So look forward to it. And, of course, as you know, next week we have The Invisibles and Fathom, continuing both of those. Invisibles coming to a close, and Fathom also getting fairly close to the end of the original run, anyway. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more great comics. As always, thank you so much for your support, especially you folks on YouTube. You're awesome.